أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Here we are at day number 14 of this blessed month of Ramadan this year, and this marks the second week of the month of fasting, the month of seeking proximity to Allah, to our Creator, to engaging in the acts of worship of the day and the night, and obviously the most important action being the recitation of the noble Quran. And today in our tradition, we want to reflect on the sayings of the noble Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he gives us further advice and recommendation and guidance on the importance of the Quran within our lives. And obviously, we can never stress enough the importance of the Quranic recitation and the understanding of the Quran and doing our best to implement those teachings which are embodied within the blessed verses of the noble Quran. Today in the tradition which we would like to reflect upon from the noble Prophet, he states the following to us in regards to its spiritual importance and the metaphysical bounties and realities, things that perhaps we will never be able to fully comprehend and appreciate. And he says the following: I advise you to recite the Quran and remember Allah much, for surely the Quran will remember you, do your dhikr, in the heavens, and it will be a divine light, nur, for you on the earth. Here the Prophet gives us two very beautiful understandings of the importance of the recitation of the noble Quran. And as we mentioned previously, that this is not something that we can understand or quantify or realize in our life based upon, you know, our five senses. This is something which the Prophet is showing us, which is far beyond our understanding and how this will actually manifest itself. But he shows us that to recite the Quran much, to recite it frequently, to be constantly attached to the noble Quran in its recitation, has at least two benefits, as he shows in this tradition. The first is that, as he tells us, that the Quran will remember us. Now, obviously, we don't understand really the true nature of how the Quran, which is a book that we understand rather as being a book in this world, how can the book remember us? How can, you know, the book make mention or do our dhikr as we do the recitation and the remembrance of Allah or the Quran? But obviously there is a reality to what the Prophet is speaking about here, even though we may not fully comprehend or appreciate what it means for a book to remember the individual who recites it. But the Prophet tells us that this book, the Quran, that it will do our remembrance when we remember it. So this is one of the important outcomes of the recitation of the noble Quran. And the second thing that the Prophet mentions is that when we recite the Quran, that it will be a divine light, a nur. It will be a illumination for us on earth. And you know, there are other traditions that tell us that when we recite the Quran, that our homes, when we recite the Quran within our homes, that our homes radiate light, emit light for the inhabitants of the heavens, just as the stars are a light for us upon the earth. Again, this is not a physical reality that we could, you know, measure or compute or calculate or see from, you know, from a space shuttle or from an orbiting satellite around the earth, of our houses emanating light. This is of a spiritual reality, something that we are prevented from understanding or, you know, seeing it rather in its manifest form. But we accept the words of Rasulullah at face value when he tells us to engage in the recitation of the Quran, because this will be a light for us on the earth. And obviously in this blessed month of Ramadan, now that we have completed the first 2 weeks and only two short weeks are remaining, we need to further attach ourselves to the Quran, to engage with more and more of its recitation and reflecting and thinking about the content, if we wish to be able to have this ability or this success of the Quran remembering and making mention of us, and also for our homes to shine in the heavens, and that our homes to be filled with the divine light of the verses of the noble Quran. May Allah make it easier on us to recite the Quran in these days and nights of the blessed month of Ramadan, and may we get closer to the words of Allah in this world, and may the Quran be a intercessor for us on the Day of Judgment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.